AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Prosecutors have uncovered a bribery scheme at the nation's third largest public pension fund.
A former top official at the New York State Common Retirement Fund is accused of steering billions of dollars to two broker-dealers who supplied him with drugs, luxury vacations, a $17,000 watch, and cash. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara announced the indictment of Navnoor Kang.
This case finds itself at the intersection of public corruption and securities fraud. Unfortunately, this appears to be a busy intersection.
Kang's attorney says he's not guilty and looking forward to trial. This is the second charge this year involving a public pension fund. The state controller pleaded guilty to similar charges 6 years ago. Warren Levinson, New York.
Another piece of the presidential puzzle has been laid on the table today. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports Donald Trump has named billionaire investor Carl Icahn as a special advisor on deregulation.
The 80-year-old Icahn's long been one of the biggest names on Wall Street, from takeovers to hedge funds. Announcing the appointment, the president-elect calls him a brilliant negotiator and an expert on regulations that are strangling American companies. But the announcement says Icahn will not be on the government payroll, which means he won't have to sell off assets to avoid conflicts of interest.
A suspect has been arrested in the November 1st fire and vandalism of an African-American church in Greenville, Mississippi.
45-year-old Andrew McClinton is African-American and is a member of this historically African-American church.
AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis reports that in addition to being torched, the church was spray-painted with the words, "Vote Trump."
Mike Cheney, who is the state fire marshal, is telling the Associated Press, quote, "We do not believe it was politically motivated. There may have been some efforts to make it appear politically motivated."
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow dipping 33 points, the S&P lost 5, NASDAQ down 12. This is AP Radio News. Fathers may have to wait a few seconds before cutting the umbilical cords of their newborn son or daughter in the future. There are also new guidelines out on how quickly doctors should snip the umbilical cord after the birth of a child.
New guidelines from obstetricians say it's better for the baby if doctors wait a minute or more before cutting the cord. Dr. Tanze Raju at the National Institutes of Health says that will provide more iron-rich blood to the infant.
Baby is more stable. Their blood pressure is normal. And if you follow them long enough, they don't have iron deficiency anemia.
He says waiting even 30 seconds gives the infant a longer final surge of oxygen-rich blood.
3 ounces of blood is an enormous amount, almost one-third of the blood volume of a small baby.
Currently, doctors cut the umbilical cord almost immediately unless the baby is premature. Diane Kepley, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save